Chapter 9. Pass the Popcorn. After 2 weeks at camp, I feel like I've been here a year. The junk food is long gone. My bed no longer feels strange, although it does still feel a little bit lumpy. I'm getting used to going to morning flagpole in my pajamas and washing my face in cold water, and I've somehow managed to find time to write my mom, my dad, and Tammy at least 3 letters each. Every sunny, beautiful day is pretty much the same. Now, Poodles, Allison, and I are at ANC, sitting at a table making lanyard bracelets. I'm just getting the hang of butterfly, the easiest stitch, which requires only 3 strands of the multicolored plastic lanyard, while Poodles and Allison are whipping through the more advanced techniques like square and circle, which require 4. The West Coast just has a relaxed vibe, Poodle says, explaining why she's not planning on applying to any schools on the East Coast. But Manhattan is super cool, Allison says. I know, Poodle says. I love to visit, but I don't think I could ever be a real New Yorker. I don't own enough black. You have enough attitude, Allison says with a laugh. True. But my entire extended family lives in L.A. too. My aunts and uncles, their kids. I'm pretty close to them. I don't think I'd want to live somewhere without any roots. Do you have a lot of family in New York? Not so much, I say. We don't see any of my mom's family. Her parents passed away a long time ago, and her relationship with her sister, Sasha, is a bit of a mystery. They got into a major fight years and years ago when I was still a baby, and they haven't spoken since. It's the big family secret, which my mom refuses to share. I have a lot of family in New York, but we barely see them, Allison says. Everyone's too busy. Would either of you ever consider moving out to California? Maybe for college, I say, screwing up my stitch yet again and undoing it. I do hate winters. What do you want to study? Allison asks me. Well, here's where I sound really geeky. I kind of like math. Really? That is so cool, Poodle says. Do you want to be an engineer? I haven't decided, I say. Am I dumb if I don't really know what an engineer does? Maybe I'll be a mathematician. Math professor? I'm good with numbers. What's 22 times 33? Poodles asks. I close my eyes to calculate. 726, I say, opening them. Poodles puts down her lanyard, impressed. 27 times 87? 2,349. Holy crap! Poodle says, laughing. 52 times... She's not a monkey, Allison says. Now I laugh. What do you guys want to be? I want to be a producer, Poodle says. Like everyone else in L.A. I thought everyone in L.A. wanted to act, I say. They do, at first. Then they want to produce. You, Allison? I ask. Physician, she says. Perfect, I squeal. I could use a new doctor. Mine still makes happy faces on my arm before he gives me my shots. When can you start? In like 15 years? Damn, Poodle says, shaking her head. I just screwed up a stitch. This has to be perfect. She leans over to us so that only we can hear what she says next. I'm making it for Harris. Natalie and Kristen have signed up for ANC, too, and they're only a table away. You're making Harris a bracelet? I ask. Isn't that girly? Poodles bites one of her strands to tighten it. It's the thought that counts. And I'm using black lanyard to make it macho. Do you think I should make Raph a bracelet? Poodles glances at my disembodied attempt at butterfly and grimaces. Why don't you hold off a week or so until you've had more practice? It's not always the thought that counts. But I think I might have to make it more obvious that I like him, I say. Raph and I sat next to each other at last night's evening activity, which was The Price is Right. Then we hung out until curfew. We talked, we laughed, we joked. Basically, we did everything couples do, except kiss. If you were any more obvious, you'd be wearing a sign, Allison jokes. Ha ha. Maybe he just doesn't like me. Poodle shakes her head. I've known Raph a long time, and I've never seen him spend so much time with one girl. I blush happily. It'll happen, Poodles continues. Maybe he's just waiting for the right moment, or atmosphere, or century. The atmosphere can't get any more right than this. It's a few days later, and after a full afternoon of ponchos and rain boots and indoor activities like pottery, drama, and dodgeball, and SI, aka swimming instruction, in the indoor pool, which wasn't too bad because the water was like a bath. It's movie night, the latest Harry Potter in the CL, aka Counselor's Lounge. The CL is the only place at camp with a TV. Janice is chewing a pink pen and flicking the lights on and off.
Find a spot. Let's go. Let's go.
Raph and I have already settled into a space at the back of the CL, along the rear wall. Since I brought a blanket with me, set the stage, Poodles instructed. I offer to share. Wink, wink. I was kind of hoping for a romantic comedy and not the story of my life. But maybe Raph will cuddle me during the scary parts. Janice turns off the lights, presses play, and sinks into the oversized, saggy, seen better days brown couch in the center of the room. 20 minutes into the movie, I feel Raph's arm around me. Yes, yes, yes! My entire body tingles. The lights are off and everyone is absorbed in the movie. We are going to kiss tonight. It's going to happen. I just know it's going to happen. His face is only a few inches away from mine. All he has to do is turn a bit to the right. He laughs at something on the screen, as if watching the movie is possible at a time like this. And now his cheek is only about 2 inches from mine. All I have to do is turn my face. Turn! His laughing stops, and I can hear his breathing. I can hear my own breathing, too, and it's getting faster with every passing second since my heart is beating a trillion times a minute. I turn about a half inch. He turns about a half inch. I turn a quarter inch. He turns a quarter inch. Oh, my God, we're so close I can barely stand it. If we both stuck out our tongues, they would touch, which is kind of the point. Tongue touching. I wonder what his tongue is going to feel like. I've touched only one tongue in my life, and it was his brother's. Probably best not to think about other boys' tongues when I'm about to kiss someone. My mouth is drier than a cactus. I hope it doesn't taste like a cactus. Not that I know what a cactus tastes like, but I'm willing to bet it's not tasty, never mind prickly. Now our lips are only about an inch apart, and now a half inch, and here it comes. It's really going to happen. Suddenly, there's a rush of cold, and the lights pop on. Ah! Everyone screams. I snap my head back, eyes blinded, can't see. Janice leaps off the couch.
Who did that?
Raph pulls away like a scared cat. We all turn to look at the light switch.
Did someone turn on the light?
Janice asks again. No one answers. Janice tries to switch the lights back off, but they won't budge. Did I do that? Was I somehow so nervous about kissing Raph that I turned the lights on so it wouldn't happen? What is wrong with me?
Maybe it was Harry Potter, Bloom says.
Everyone laughs. Everyone except me.